Today's daf is Menachis daf Lamed Ches, and we are in the middle of the Amud, daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the two dots. So the end of the Mishnah, we're still referring to the Mishnah on daf Chof Ches, which discuss different things that are ma'akvin ze'ezeh. So the Mishnah said a halacha regarding tzitzis. We've had Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and now a little bit about tzitzis. So what did the Mishnah say? Dalet tzitzios ma'akvin zuozu she'arbaton mitzvah achas. The Tanakam in the Mishnah says that the four tzitzios, meaning the tzitzis that you have on the four corners of your beged, are all ma'akiv each other. They together make up one mitzvah. Just like the Dalet Parshios of Tefillin ma'akvin zeh, so too the Dalet Tzitzios are ma'akvin zeh as well. Rabbi Shmuel argued, and Rabbi Shmuel said that as it relates to tzitzis, it's different. The halacha is arbat and arba mitzvahs. The four tzitzios together don't comprise one mitzvah, but rather each one is an individual mitzvah. And if each one is an individual mitzvah, there's no reason for them to be ma'akev. It makes sense they should be ma'akev if they all need each other, but they don't all need each other. As a result, the halacha is that each one is viewed as an independent mitzvah. In other words, an ma'akev. Says the Gemara, my benayu, what's the nafkemino lehalacha between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Yosef said, sadim betzitzis iki benayu. A nafkemino would be if somebody has a beged that was made out of linen, and his tzitzis were made out of wool. The tcheles was certainly made out of wool. See, as a beged that's made out of linen, his tzitzis are made out of wool. Technically, it should be a problem to wear that beged because we know it says in the Torah, "Lisul b'shatnes." You're not allowed to wear shatnes. Stating that, the asay of tzitzis is doicha the lois asay of shatnes. In fact, this is the makarin shas that asay is doicha lois asay. The Torah wrote the parsha of tzitzis next to the parsha of shatnes to teach me that the asay of tzitzis is doicha the lois asay of shatnes, and this is the binyan of fakal Torah kula. A lot more about that in tomorrow's daf. But regardless, what would be if somebody had tzitzis on only three of the corners of his beged? The beged itself was made out of linen. Incidentally, Rashi says in the beginning of the next perek, we'll see this later in the daf, the next perek is called Perek HaTcheles, and as its name suggests, it talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis. And Rashi says in the beginning that Roiv Talisoi Shal Pishtanei, most Talisois back in the day were made out of Pishtan. So this idea of Sadim B'tzitzis wasn't just some Hechetimtza that was thought up in a Beis Medrash somewhere. That was everyday life. The begodim were made out of Pishtan, and the tzitzios were made out of wool. Thus, you're always running into a shatnez issue. But regardless, what would be if you only have tzitzis on three of the four corners? Could you wear this beged or not? If the four together make up the mitzvah, so you don't have the mitzvah. If that's the case, you're being over the loisa say of loisa l'vashatnez. If each one's an individual mitzvah, then each one would be enough to be doicha the loisa say. You'd have asay doicha loisa say. Rova barahino amet talis balis chamishik benat nafkimino would be, what if somebody has a beged that has not four corners, but it has five corners? Are you going to be chayiv in tzitzis, or are you not going to be chayiv in tzitzis? And the way Rashi explains the Gemara is a little bit of a chiddush. The achronim struggle a little to properly understand Rashi, but what Rashi says is that if you hold that the four together are one mitzvah, then it's mistaber that it's four that make up the mitzvah, but not five. In fact, if you would add a fifth, it would be Baltosef. Think about adding the fifth parsha to the tefillin. If you'd add a fifth parsha to the tefillin, not only would you make the tefillin problematic, it would be Baltosef. You'd be over a loisaseh, because the tefillin is one mitzvah, and it's made up of four parshas. If you'd add a fifth min to your Dalid Minim, then you'd be over Bal Tosef potentially. Ayin Tosef Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Ches. Why? Because you have a mitzvah of Lulav, it's one mitzvah, it's made up of Dalid Minim, and now you just added a fifth min. So the same is true with tzitzis. If it's all one mitzvah and you add a fifth, albeit because the beged has a fifth corner, then you're not going to be right. But if each one's an individual mitzvah, then there's no Bal Tosef. And not only is there no Bal Tosef, but it could be you would even be chayv and tzitzis. So whether a beged that has five kanfos is chayv and tzitzis, which is a sugya later in Perek HaTcheles, it's something that comes up a lot in Shas. So the Gemara right now, Rava Barahina suggested, maybe he's telling the Machloikas, the Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel, if there are four mitzvahs, then there could be a fifth as well. If the four make up one, then you would think that you can add a fifth. In fact, if you add a fifth, you'd be over Bal Tosis Rabbina. Amar Rabbina said a third teretz. Rafuni ben Anafkiminu. Rafuna zalach. Amar Rafuna hayetz betalis sheni mitzuyatzes kilchas. If somebody is wearing a talis that doesn't have proper tzitzis b'Shabbos chayiv chatos. If he did it b'Shoygeg, he's gonna be chayiv chatos because he was over the malach of yitzias haShabbos. He's over the halach of carrying in a rishos harabim. So what would be if this person was wearing a baguette? It wasn't mitzuyetzis kachalchasa, meaning it didn't have 4 tzitzis on the arba kanfos. It only had 3. Is it gonna be chayiv chatos? He's not gonna be chayiv chatos. If the 3 are at least mitzvahs for themselves, then you're not going to be chayiv chatos. You were mekayim the mitzvah. You didn't get all 4 mitzvahs, but you got 3 out of the 4 mitzvahs, or 2 out of the 4 mitzvahs, 1 out of the 4 mitzvahs. If you hold that you need all 4, then you're going to be chayiv chatos. Some Rav Shesh Rei Ravidi, Hai Man Debatzer Leglime, Leavad V'Loi Kum. If somebody takes one of the corners of his baguette and he cuts it, so he turns it into 2 corners. So he makes from one of his corners 2. So that now he doesn't have 4 corners on his baguette anymore, but rather he has 5. Said Rav Shesh Brei Ravidi, he didn't do anything. Meaning he didn't make his baguette exempt from tzitzis. All he did was shavya talis balas chamish. And Rav Shesh Brei Ravidi holds that a talis that has 5 corners is chayv and tzitzis. Amram shar shi hayman desar leglime. If somebody would fold one of the corners of his baguette, say he would fold it up and maybe even tie it together. So although there's a corner there, but he just did something so that you don't see the corner anymore. He too did not make his baguette exempt from tzitzis. My timer. The commander shar yadami, because being that it's easy to untie it, unfold it, and then you'll have the corner there. Even though right now it's folded and tied, it's commander shar yadami. We look at it as if it's not folded and tied. And the halach is that it's going to be viewed as a regular corner, so it's pashit that there's a chi of tzitzis on that corner. But not nami, says the Gemara, there's precedence. Me inyan le inyan, shaloi ba'isa inyan, there's such a concept. A Mishnah in Mesechtes Kalim. The 26th parak of Masechtas Kelim. Kol hachamosos hatzruos toiros. It's talking about certain jugs that were opened, and as a result that of the fact that they're open, meaning they're torn, they're not a proper keli, thus they can't be makabel tuma. Says the Mishnah that this halacha is going to be true. Even if somebody folded them and tied them, they're still going to be tahiris. Chutz mishal arvim, with the exception of a certain type. But the point is that most of these jugs that somehow got ruined, if you fold them and tie them in some makeshift way, they're still going to be tar. Why they're going to be tar? Because command the shari yadami. Because even though right now they look folded, but it's so easy to unfold it, it's so easy to untie it, that we don't look at it as if it's folded and tied. We don't look at this keli as repaired. What does that do? Well, we're learning. Similar idea with regards to tzitzis. You want to make one of the corners of your beggar not chayv and tzitzis by folding it and tying it. Doesn't work. It's so easy to undo it. It's command the shari yadami. Amrav dimi min harda. On this note, he said even a big echidish. Hayman de chayti leglime. Even if somebody would sew his corner together, so he would cover up that whole area and he would even sew it. He too is layover the lay clump because him isad lay me bay lay lifts like the lashadye. Because this person clearly wants the corner of his baguette. It's nichole this corner. Because if he didn't want the corner of the baguette, he'd just chop it off. Why are you sewing over it? It seems like a big tircha. Don't sew it. Just cut it off. Elamai, you want it. Oh, you want it. So the kanaf is still there. Thus, the kanaf is going to be chayv and tzitzis. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, arbat and arba mitzvahs. So bottom line, we had a machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah. Whether the 4 tzitzios are 4 mitzvahs, that's the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, or whether it's 1 mitzvah, that's the shita of the Tana Kam. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Mash Shmuel, halachik Rabbi Shmuel, halachik Rabbi Shmuel. And the nafkaminas between Rabbi Shmuel and the Tana Kama that the Gemara mentioned earlier would all follow Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, stating that even though Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that Loch is like Rabbi Shmuel, but in the same breath says the Gemara, but FYI, even though Rabbi Yehuda said it and he said in the name of the great Amir Shmuel, it doesn't matter. That's not the Loch. The Loch is not like Rabbi Shmuel, but rather the Loch is it's all one mitzvah. So again, refer back to the 3 nafkaminas that the Gemara gave earlier in the sugya to see how it plays itself out the halacha. Ravina was once following Mar Baravashi. It was b'Shabbato de Rigla. So it was one of the Shabbosos before Yontif. So we know Shleishim Yoim Kaidem Achag. The Yidden would convene in shuls and they would hear halachas about Yontif, and it would take place specifically on Shabbos during the week. Sheishes Yavim Tassim Alachtech. It's not so easy to get everybody together, but on Shabbos that's a day of rest. Like Nitnu Shabbosos, Elolasik B'Teiras, everybody would get together on Shabbos. So this took place on one of these Shabbosos before one of the Yomim Tovim. And Ravina is following Mar Baravashi, Ifsik Karna Dechute, and one of the corners of Mar Baravashi's Beged cut off. Now, Mar Rav Ashi was walking, he didn't notice. But Ravino, who was following Mar Rav Ashi, he did see it. But he didn't tell him anything. When Mar Rav Ashi got home, Amale. So he told him what happened, and he told him, Mehasam Ifsik. He told him where it happened. He says, you realize you were walking with this beged, this is on Shabbos, with only three corners for the last 10 minutes. Amale. E Amritli Has Mehasam. Shadise, had you told it to me at the time that it happened, I would have taken off my beged. So the Gemara says, Mar Rav Ashi said, really? So if somebody realizes that his beged is ruined and now he has to take his beged off, it can potentially be embarrassing. And as a result, isn't Gadol Kavod Abriyos Shadoicha Loisei Shebetayros, even though this is a Loisei Shebetayra, carrying, wearing a talis she'ina mitzuyetzes kehilchasa, wearing a talis that only has three corners, not four. I understand it's very embarrassing, but at the end of the day, so the Gemara says, Tirgama Rava Bar Shva Kamed Rav Kehane B'Lav D'Lois Asa, that could be the only time you say Gadol Kavod Abriyos Shadoicha Loisei Shebetayra is with regards to one particular Loisei, and that's the Loisei of Loisaser. So what's Lay Saucer? The Torah says, Al Piatira Sheyrucha, Vala Mishpat Asheyoim Rucha Tasa, that a Yid has to listen to Bezdin. Not just that, the Bezdin of his times. The Gemara says, Yiftach Bedairai was Kishmu Bedairai. And then the Pasuk continues and says, Lay Saucer Menadover Asheyagidu Lucha Yom Rusmal. You're not led astray from what the Chachamim tell you. So the Torah is mitzava us to listen to the Chachamim. So it's a loisaseh, because it says in the Torah, loisaseh min adavar ash yegidu lucha yom and a smile. But what kind of loisaseh is it? It's a loisaseh that thou shalt not listen to the chacham. It's a loisaseh that essentially affects laws of the Rabbanim. That type of loisaseh, which in its core is really related to Isurei Derabanan. There we say, Gadol Kavod Abriyos, Shadoicha Loisaseh Shebetayr. But carrying on Shabbos is not the Loisaseh of Loisaser. It's not a Loisaseh that's related to the Derabanan. It's a regular Loisaseh. It's one of the Lamates Malachis. I mean that it's one of the Lamates Malachis. So over there, Mar Rav Ashi said, had you told me about it earlier, I would have taken this off. Either way, he says, he told it to him right away. That the story was not that he waited until he got home, Ravino, and then he told Mar Rav Ashi what happened. But rather, he told Mar Rav Ashi as they were walking. And Mar Rav Ashi told Ravino, why are you telling this to me? My daitech. Oh, the mishteh. Because you think that I'm supposed to take it off. V'mamar, God the kovet abriyas, shedoicha loisa se shebetayra. V'tirgum amarav shmo, kamed rav kahana, b'lav loisaser, hachanami karmelist rabbanani. Gemara says it could be the story over there was where it was a karmelist rabbanan. I mean, there was a karmelist rabbanan, he would have been obligated to take it off. Either way, it's not clear whether he would have taken it off or wouldn't have taken it off. But what is clear is what it would have depended on. If what was involved was an issa d'oraisa, he would have taken the beged off. If what was involved was an issa d'rabbanan, then he would not have taken it off. Because the only time we say gadol kavod abriyos shadoicha loisaseh shebetayrah is if it's a loisaseh that's related to an issa d'rabbanan, such as the loisaseh of loisaseh. But as it relates to a regular issa d'oraisa, a regular full-fledged loisaseh, you don't have this halachas. If this was a regular hitzav b'shabes, then you don't have gadol kavod abriyos shadoicha loisaseh shebetayrah. If this was a karmelis, which is a place that you're only not allowed to carry with the rabbanan, so then over there, you would say gadol kavod abriyos shadoicha loisaseh shebetayrah. Now it's interesting that the Gemara over here mentions the lav of loisaser. The Gemara refers to it as a loisaseh, but at the same time, clearly in halacha, it has a kula, and the kula is that whereas ordinarily you don't say gadol kavod abriyos shadoicha loisaseh shebetayrah, but when it comes to the lav of loisaser, over there you do say gadol kavod abriyos shadoicha loisaseh shebetayrah. So obviously, whenever you see the word loisaser, the first place your mind has to wander is to the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Aleph, right in the beginning, where the Rambam talks about the lav of loisaser, and that's where your ADD is supposed to take you. And the Rambam over there says that anytime a person's over an issur d'rabbanan, he's also over an issur d'oraisa. He's over the issur of loisaser min adavar ashiyagidu lucha yom and usmal. And the Rambam asks on the Rambam if that's true, that every single time a person is over an issur d'rabbanan, he's also over an issur d'oraisa, then how is it that we find throughout Shas that there are kulois between an issur d'oraisa and an issur d'rabbanan? For example, safik d'oraisa is l'chumra, safik d'rabbanan is l'kula. Now the truth is, in the Rambam's world, we know the Rambam sheet is that even though safik d'oraisa is l'chumra, it's only mid d'rabbanan that it's l'chumra. Safik d'oraisa, mid d'oraisa is l'kula. Ein shev shmeitza, shmeitza aleph. But it's only midirabbanan that safik da'iraisa is l'chumra. So the Rambam l'shitasi, you're right, there really is no difference between a safik da'iraisa and a safik da'irabbanan on a da'iraisa level, because even a safik da'irabbanan is a safik da'iraisa. Just the Rabbanan were more machmir when it came to a regular issa da'iraisa, and they were mekel when it came to a loisaser diga issa da'iraisa, which is in its essence only an issa rabbanan. But the bottom line is there are many differences in shas, not just safik. There are many differences in shas between an issa da'iraisa and an issa da'irabbanan. And the kasha is, according to the Rambam, that every time a person is over in Isser the Rabbanon, he's also over in Isser the Iraisa. So it comes out, l'chayr, that every dirabbanon should have the chumrah of a Iraisa. Mechaschinach is Meirich in the Shittas and Rambam in a place, and one of the kashas he asks is that it should come out that an Isser the Rabbanon is more chumrah than an Asay the Iraisa. Why? Because if someone's over in Isser the Rabbanon, somebody carries an Ekarmelis on Shabbos, the Gemara's case by us. If someone's over in Issa D'Rabbanan, he's also over Lois, I say, Lois Asar. If someone is Mevatel Mitzvah Sukkah, if someone's Mevatel Mitzvah Dalim, he doesn't hear Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. He's not over a Lois Asay, it's an Asay D'Iraisa. If an Issa D'Rabbanan is a Lois Asay D'Iraisa of Lois Asar, and an Asay D'Iraisa is only an Asay D'Iraisa, it should come out that an Issa D'Rabbanan is more Chomer than an Asay D'Iraisa. That's a very big Chiddush. That's a tremendous chiddush. That when you're weighing and measuring what's more chomer, what's less, like for example, in the sugya of machil and oisei akal akal, achil v'sheyesh bei sakana, so you have to try to minimize the amount of averus that you're going to do. It's going to come out, and issa d'rabbanan should be considered, should carry, should have more value in terms of isser than an isser asay d'iraisa. Because every issa d'rabbanan has in it a lois asay of lois aser. Another kashya Michas Chinuch asks, if somebody's over an issa d'iraisa, she'ech bei malkas, he becomes posel edis. That's cheshemish b'tzim and lamedal. He becomes posel edis. If you're over an issa d'rabbanan, so you're posel edis midrabbanan. You're not posel edis midrabbanan. Why should be posel edis midrabbanan? Because every time you're over an issa d'rabbanan, you're over lois aser. Isn't that an issa d'iraisa? So obviously there's so many kashas. But Ramban argues, the Ramban says there's no lois aser on issa d'rabbanan. What then is lois aser talking about? So Ramban says a chiddush. It's talking about Isure the Iraisa, they're not Mufurish in the Torah. For example, an Isser the Iraisa that's learned out from the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatar and Idreshes Pem, it's that type of Isser the Iraisa that Alzen Nemar Loisasser. Which then means if someone's over an Isser that involves one of the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatar and Idreshes Pem, according to the Ramban Shita, could be that would be more Chomer on some level than something that's Mufurish in the Torah. We've spoken out in the Daf many times for Rabbi Chanan, where Rabbi Chanan brings Raya's that something that's Mufurish in the Torah is more Chomer than something that's only learned out from the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatar and Idreshes Pem. Taisus in Zvachin, Taisus in Yavamis, right, where the Gemara says, according to Man Namad, that holds Bia, but Mixa Shma Bia, so why did the Mitzayra have to stand with his thumbs in Shar Nikner? Why couldn't he just walk into Shar Nikner? Bia b'miktas v'shma bia anyways. He's anyways violating the Isser for a tummy to enter the Azar. So just walk in. Shaina hai. Du binach. What's the problem? Why are you sticking your thumbs? Says Tosfos. Because although bia b'miktas v'shma bia, it's only a drush. The Torah says you can't walk in with your entire guf. The fact that you can't stick your thumbs in, that's Yud Gimel Midas Shatar in the Dreshes Pem. We'd rather you be over Yud Gimel Midas Shatar in the Dreshes Pem than be over something that's before us in the Torah. The Ramban's other, the Chana's other eyes, the Ran and the Darim, Daf Ches, that even though there's an idea, you can't make a Shvuah to be Mevatel, something that's before us in the Torah, but it's only something that's before us in the Torah, it's a Pasuk in the Torah, but something that's learned out from Yud Gimel Midas Shatar in the Dreshes Pem, you can make a Shvuah to be Mevatel. Like the Ramban, maybe the Sfar should be just the opposite, because if you have Yud Gimel Midas, you also have the Lois, whatever you're dealing with, tack on a Lois. This is already Dvarim Atikin. We already digressed too much. But either way, that's not what I want to talk about. Just to conclude the third perek, perek Akoimitz Rabba. So we learned already Akoimitz Zuta, now Akoimitz Rabba, here in Mesechtes Menachas with one Ara. And that is that the Mishnah mentioned the Machloikis, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yishmael, the four tzitzios. Is it one mitzvah? Or is it four mitzvahs? And the Gemara had three nafgaminas, important nafgaminas, lalacha. Each one touches on real sugyas. I say, dechaloisa, say, if somebody wears talish ena mitzuyetzes on Shabbos, is he chayv chatos? What if you have a baguette that has five corners? I mean, these are all real hot button topics that, topics that the Gemara is discussing. But regardless, machloikis tanakame Rabbi Yishmael, the four tzitzis, is that one mitzvah? Or is it four mitzvahs? Tosfos in the Sechta Soita, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, asks a bumbakasha. The context over there is the Gemara brings three machlokes in a chas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, where all three cases Rabbi Akiva said chayva, or some have the girsa mitzvah, and Rabbi Yishmael said rishos. The first is a Masechta Soita topic, and that is, it says in the Torah, v'kineh es ishtai. So if somebody's a little bit suspicious about his wife, that, you know, maybe she's being involved in something promiscuous. Fekine es ishtoi, says the Torah. According to Rabbi Akiva, chayva, a husband has an obligation to warn his wife if that's what he thinks. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, he's not obligated to do it. It's only rishus. The Gemara says, a koyein is not allowed to be metama to a mace. But for one of the seven koyein, he's allowed to. In fact, the Torah says, lo yitam. Says Rabbi Akiva, lo yitam, it's a mitzvah. So the same kohen who's never allowed to be metamah to a mace, but when it comes to one of his kraven, lo yitamah. Yeah, with a mapakeh. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, lo yitamah is only a rishus. And then finally, lo oilam behem tavoidu. We know an Eved Ivri went out after 6 years, shei shonim tavoid. But the Eved Kanani says the Torah, lo oilam behem tavoidu. Says Rabbi Akiva, lo oilam behem tavoidu, it's a chayva. It's a mitzvah. Kol ha-meshacher is avdoi over ba'aseh. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, loyal ben tavoidu just means that in contrast to the Eved Ivri who goes free after 6 years, the Eved Kanani is what you can keep him forever. But it's a reshus. Nobody says, loyal ben tavoidu, that you're not allowed to be meshachir your Eved Kanani. Freite, sakasha. So it comes out, if you do the math, there are three machloikis in, three psukim in the Torah, where according to Rabbi Akiva, chayva, it's a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's a rishos. It's tamal Rabbi. V'chiles luhada ama b'shuli makis. Tav chav gimel amin beis. Sheish meyos v'yud gimel mitzvah. Nemer l'moshe m'sinai. That Moshe Rabbeinu reserved on Har Sinai 613 mitzvahs. V'chil Rabbi Shmuel d'amar reshut basal who coined Rabbi Shmuel that holds that three mitzvahs are all reshus. It's going to come out he's missing three mitzvahs. Oyv Rabbi Akiva tafilu. Or coined Rabbi Akiva, you're going to have three more. In other words, says Tosfos, we know there's a Gemara in the Masechtas Makis. The Gemara says Tayag mitzvahs. So if there's Tayag mitzvahs, there's an absolute number of 613. If I have three psukim in the Torah, machloikas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, whether they're mitzvah, whether they're reshus, it comes out that Rabbi Shmuel's cheshbon and Rabbi Akiva's cheshbon are off by three. In other words, either Rabbi Shmuel has 610 or Rabbi Akiva has 616. But one thing is clear, there's three more mitzvahs that Rabbi Akiva has Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have, and that can't be. Because there's an absolute number that we need to back into. It's Taryag mitzvahs. It's 613 mitzvahs, and Tosfos says it's a tema. This cash really bothered him. It's not him tema. It's tema. Says Tosfos v'nira, you have to say the b'sharim mitzvahs, the mapik Rabbi Shmuel mikra, avid le Rabbi Akiva asmachta. You have to make a cheshbon. Sit down, go through Talmud Bavli and Yerushalmi and Sefri, etc., etc., and you're going to have to find somewhere three psukim, three mitzvahs that according to Rabbi Shmuel are mitzvahs and according to Rabbi Kiva are not mitzvahs, because you have to reconcile the number 613. The Netziv, in his Pirush on the Sefri, in Parsha Shlach, says, I have a hafel digger teretz. This is a machlekes tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Menachos Daf Chof Chesam and Aleph, and the Gemara discusses it in great detail. In Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, the four tzitzios, are there one mitzvah or are they four mitzvahs? The Chachamim say it's one mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel says it's four mitzvahs. It comes out Rabbi Shmuel has three more mitzvahs in the mitzvah of tzitzis than the Chachamim have. Zok did it say? It's Rabbi Shmuel b'shitasai. Tosfos says Rabbi Shmuel is missing three mitzvahs, and he doesn't know what the three mitzvahs are. Zok did it say? Half of a fella. It's Rabbi Shmuel b'shitasai. It's up to this Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel that says that the four tzitzis are four mitzvahs. It's not one. It's four. Rabbi Akiva held that's the Chachamim. It's one mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel had it was four. Rabbi Shmuel b'shitasai. He doesn't have a kines ishtoi. He doesn't have lo yitama. He doesn't have lo ilam em tavoidu. So what does he have? He has four in the mitzvah of tzitzis. And that's going to be the Rabbi Yishmael l'shitasi. Now, it's interesting that this kasha that Tosfos asks, like the Daf Gimel and Aleph, is also the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban asks it in the Shoyrish HaRishon, right in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he doesn't just ask it from these Gemaras right here, Masechtas Soita, but he asks it from many Gemaras in Shas. And the Ramban over there says a gevaldig teretz. The Ramban says that the truth is yesh lachka. Is it so poshut that there's 613 mitzvahs? Every child knows 613 mitzvahs. Right? It's something we're taught from a very young age. But the truth is it so clear? 600, what's the makar? The makar is the Gemara Makis Daf Chav Gimel on the days. Darish Rav Simloi, Sheish Meyos, Vesholish Esrei Mitzvahs, Nemroloi Lamoshim Mitzinai. Sholish Meyos, Veshishim Vechom Ishlav, and Kaminyam Oizachamo, Umasayim Vabosh, Moina Esrei. Rav Hamnuna said, "Micro, how did Rav Simloi know this?" He said, "It's a drasha. It says Torah tzivalonu Moshe, Moirasha kilas Yaakov. Torah, the word Torah is begematria shish meya v'chatzit. It's one of the few places in Shas where the Gemara brings a gematria. So the word Torah is begematria 611." Torah, 611 mitzvahs, tzivolonu Moshe. We heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. But we know, we are two mitzvahs from the Rabbi Yishlo. So it's 611 from Moshe,
plus the two that we heard from Hashem, together you end up with 613. Clears the Ramban. Reb Simlai woke up one morning, had a drasha, Torah 611, so he said 613 mitzvahs, meaning the origin of this drasha of Reb Simlai was the drasha itself, or Reb Simlai had a Messiah. There was a Messiah going back, halacha l'moshe misinai, that misinai, Moshe Rabbeinu received 613 mitzvahs. It just so happens, halachos have asmachtos, and the asmachta was Torah 611. Now, Ramban said, was there a Messiah on 613 mitzvahs? And Rabbi Simlai's drasha and Makkos Chaf Gimel Amadeus is merely a makar, a remez in Psukei HaTorah to this Messiah? Or maybe there was no such Messiah. Rabbi Simlai had a drasha. There's so many drashas that we have throughout Shas. This is another drasha. Says the Ramban, L'mayin afkemino, because I found the Medrash, says the Ramban, that the Eibusha didn't just say, Anoich v'lo yilecho by Sinai, but Hashem said, Ola seres adibris. If that's the case, and you want to work with Rabbi Simlai's drasha, it's going to be 621. Because you can have Torah, 611, Tzivalon HaMaisha, we heard from Maisha, and then you're going to have not Anoich v'lo yilecho mipiak v'rushamanim, but Anoich v'lo yilecho, Ola seres adibris mipiak v'rushamanim. If that's the case, it's going to be 621. So if there's a Messiah, there's a Kabbalah of Taryag Nekabel, then Rabban says, okay, then it's not questionable. Then you can't argue. It doesn't matter how many mitzvahs you hold, we heard from Hashem on Har Sinai. At the end of the day, 613 is 613. But if really there was no Messiah on 613, it's all based on this drasha. So then the Ramban says, there's makom to dingzach with the drasha. And if you dingzach with the drasha, based on historical facts, no less. And if that's the case, it's not muchach, there's 613. So Ramban says that... you have so many Ramahs into it, it's true. So says the Ramban, that all these different drushes and all, it could be, this is really totally in the Shiloh. We're taking for granted. Tosfos cited Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Tema, Tosfos is so bothered by it. Why? Why is he so bothered? Because everyone knows, 613, says Ramban, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure, it's based on a drasha. If there was a Messiah, then Anachanami, but if it's based on a drasha, Ken Zachdinian of the drasha. In fact, there's a Medrash that clearly argues with the drasha. And if that's the case, maybe there is no such thing as 613. So it's not a kasha that according to Rabbi Kiva, you have three more. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you have three less. You'll find me Rabbi Shimon's and Rabbi Yehuda's and different Tanam throughout Shas that have different drashas than all the Tanam agreed with. You don't have to reconcile with the number 613 because it's not Muchach that everybody holds of the number 613. But the truth is, it's Shver. Number one, like you said, there's so many Muslim throughout the Torah to this number 613. But on even a deeper level, we know that the 248, the Ramach, is the Gemara says, it's Keneged, the Ramach Evarim Shel Adam. And there's an idea, that even the Shesagidim, that the mitzvahs correlate to different parts of the human body. And through the Asiyas HaMitzvahs, a person can get a tikkun in those respective body parts, both on a physical level and on a neshama level, on a spiritual level as well. The Sfarim say that there's also Ramach Evarim to the neshama, just like there are Ramach Evarim to the guf. And every Ever of the guf corresponds to an Ever of the neshama. There's a Zohar HaKadosh in Parashas Achrimos, above my pay grade, but the Zohar HaKadosh says as follows, Rav Simlai, listen to this, Rav Simlai hava asya, he was a doctor, va'asvasa denafshe yov, and he would heal people by giving people a refuas hanefesh, va'hadri b'tshuva, and he would be able to bring people back from tshuva. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that this is Rav Simlai l'shitasai. Rav Simlai, who said in Makkos Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, Taryag Mitzvahs, Rav Simlai held that there is a magic to the Taryag. What's the magic? It's Keneged the Ramach Evarim and Keneged the Shesagidim. So Rav Simlai, he didn't just say this drush of Taryag. He was tapped into the essence of Taryag. And the essence of Taryag is that every mitzvah corresponds to another aver of the person. And every aver of the guf corresponds to the aver of the nefesh. And he was an asya, he was a doctor. He knew how to correlate each mitzvah or each loisase to the respective aver of the guf, which goes back to the aver of the nefesh. He was able to heal people that way. He was able to make people be chayze b'tshuva, dvarim neflam. But it's the same Rav Simlai. It's not a coincidence that they're both Rav Simlai. It's Rav Simlai l'shitasei. But that's really the penimius of Rav Simlai. It's taryag mitzvahs. Keneged taryag evarim, between the Ramach Evarim and the Shesag Gidim, so to say that there's no Taryag it throws a huge wrench into a lot of the raid that we're very familiar with. Either way, on that note, we begin the next parak. The fourth parak in Masechtas Menachos is called Parak Atcheles, and it very much picks up where the last parak left off. Zok the Mishnah hatcheles eina me'akeves es halavon v'halavon eina me'akeves hatcheles. So once upon a time, every pair of tzitzis was made up of chutim that were lavon, they were white, and chutim that were tcheles, that were tcheles. Today some are, but once upon a time, all were. And the truth is, it's based on Pesukim in the Torah. The Torah says, Hakon of Psil Techeles. That is an idea of Psil Techeles. Now, how many of the Chutin are supposed to be Techeles? So, Yetz Hashem, we'll get to that. Rashi says right away that two of the Chutin on each corner was supposed to be Techeles. And being that we have eight Chutin on each corner, but the eight really start with four, so it's really Arba Shein Shmoina, because they get folded over. So, according to Rashi, it sounds like the two chutin, which end up being four of your chutin, were made of tcheles. So it was four tcheles, it was four lamed. It's a big machlokes rishonim. Not everybody holds that way. But either way, says the Mishnah, what if I have a beged shel tzitzis that has tcheles, doesn't have lavan, whereas lavan doesn't have tcheles? Is it ma'akiv in tzitzis? Ha tcheles, eina ma'akiv es ha'lavan. That's the halach, because we don't have tcheles today. Again, according to some opinions, the halavon ain't a ma'akev es hatcheles. The Mishnah continues: Tefillah shayad ain't a ma'akev shalroish. The shalroish ain't a ma'akev shalyad. As it relates to tefillin, the shalroish is not ma'akev the shalyad. The shalyad is not ma'akev. We always put in the shalyad and the shalroish together. But lu yitzuyer, there is an idea: you could wear your shalyad without your shalroish, and you could wear your shalroish without your shalyad. In theory, the two are not ma'akev each other. At first glance, it would seem the Mishnah that says that the tcheles is not ma'akiv the lavan, and the lavan is not ma'akiv the tcheles. It's like Rabbi says, teaches me. We'll see what the drash is in a minute. That tcheles and lavan are ma'akiv each other. My time of the Rabbi, the chsev hakonov min konov uksev, and the pasuk says psil tcheles va'amirachmana, and the Torah says uriisam oisai. Ad ikka travayu bechad. So the pasuk says, "Dabro bnei Yisrael v'yamartalem v'asulem tzitzis al kanfe v'gdeyom adayroisam v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof pesil techelas." Now the Torah says the word hakonof v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof. And Rebbe held the word hakonof is extra. We know already where you're putting the tzitzis al kanfe v'gdeyom, right? By dabro shem amoshalem, dabro bnei Yisrael v'yamartalem. Where should you put the tzitzis? Al kanfe vigdeyam l'dayroisim. We know where you're supposed to put it. You're supposed to put it al kanfe vigdeyam. And then we say again, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonov. So why do you have to mention hakonov tzimtzveitimol? So Rebbe held that from the word hakonov that the Torah says for the second time, we learn that the tzitzis are supposed to be of the same min as the konov. So whatever the konov is, that's what the tzitzis is supposed to be. And Rashi says that being that roif talisois were white, it's for that reason we refer to the tzitzis as lavan. But the point is, I don't think it's so much white, but the point is not tcheles. There's an idea that tzitzis is supposed to be mimin hakonof, and roif talisois, says Rashi, were lavan, and as a result, you have the chutin of lavan. But it's learned out from the word hakonof, which is extra, so it's not merely telling me that the tzitzis are supposed to be on the konof, because that already I know from al kanfe vigdeya. What it's teaching me is that the tzitzis itself, the chut, what material should it be? Mi min hakonof. So the konof is lavan. It's supposed to be lavan. But then the Torah says, in the same breath, psil tcheles. It's supposed to be tcheles. So you see there's an idea of lavan. There's an idea of tcheles. This is the makar to lavan and tcheles. Hakonof is mi min hakonof. Reif talisa is for lavan. Thus, min hakonof means lavan. And then the Torah says, psil tcheles. What's Rebbe's Chiddush? It says, Uriisa Moiso Yuschartem is called Mitzvah Hashem. Uriisa Moiso is a Lashon Yachid. And we learn from there, Ad Ika Travayu Bechad. You have to have both. The two together make up one. They make up Oisai. Thus, Lovin's Ma'akiv Tcheles, and Tcheles is Ma'akiv Lov. Rabbanon says, Uriisa Moiso Kochad Lukud Emashma. I agree with everything you said, Rebbe. I agree with Hakonof Mimin Konof. That's how you know Lovin. It says Psal Tcheles. That's how you know Tcheles. You're supposed to have both. That's Lekatchilo. But ma'akev meichateis. Oh, because it says urisa ma'isa. Urisa ma'isa means each one individually. There's an idea of urisa ma'isa. So at first glance, wouldn't it not seem that the Mishnah is the loike rabbi? Because the Mishnah said hatcheles eina ma'akev es ha'salavan. V'halavam eina ma'akev es hatcheles. And you have a mefurish rabbi. Rabbi said from the words urisa ma'isa that are going back both on the lavan that I learned that from akonof mimin konof and on tcheles, which is mefurish in the Torah psul tcheles. Urisa ma'isa melamed. No, it could be the Mishnah is going to Rabbi. When the Mishnah says atcheles ain't a makavis alavon, they love ain't a makavis atcheles. Doesn't mean they're not makiv. Really, they are makiv. The Mishnah's Rabbi. Rabbi wrote the Mishnah or gathered
the information that makes up the Mishnah. So Rebbe is the author of the Mishnah. I mean, the Rebbe is the author of the Mishnah. It seems a little shver to simply dismiss the Mishnah by saying Masnisin the like Rebbe. Maybe the Mishnah really does work with Rebbe. The Mishnah would seem to blatantly contradict what Rebbe said. When the Mishnah says that two are not ma'akev, it doesn't mean they're not ma'akev. They are ma'akev. We're talking about one prat in the process of making tzitzis that you would have thought maybe is ma'akev, it's not ma'akev. And that is like Tanya learned to the Braisa, mitzvah lahakdim lovin l'tchil. It's the mitzvah to first put the lovin strings through the hole of the corner of the baguette, and then the tchelis strings. Then hiktim tchelis lelavan yatsa. But if you first put the tchelis, then you put the lavan, you yatsa ela shechitza mitzvah. But you're missing ma'ichisa mitzvah. What does it mean? Again, you're supposed to lekatchila do the lavan, then the tchelis. If you did the tchelis, then the lavan, it's okay, but you didn't do the mitzvah. Which mitzvah didn't you do? Ilei machisa mitzvah, the lavan, mekayim mitzvah, the tchelis. Doesn't mean that if you did the tchelis first, you mekayim the mitzvah of tchelis, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah of lavan. As if to say the only time you mekayim the mitzvah of lavan is if you put the lavan before the tchelis. But if you put the tchelis before the lavan, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Le Rebbe Yekuvi Ma'akvi Adadi. The problem is, you're telling me now, if you want to make this work with Rebbe, Rebbe said that the two are ma'akev each other. So, Mamanov Shach, if you're not yoitza the lavan, then you can't be yoitza the tchelis either, because tchelis and lavan are ma'akev each other. I'm Rabbi Damarav, shechisa mitzvah, va'asa mitzvah. No, what the Braisa means to say is you're missing a mitzvah, but you did do the mitzvah. Ma'ichisa mitzvah, v'layavim mitzvah men ha'mofchar. It's a long-winded way of saying that you can't, the mitzvah, meaning the mitzvah tzitzis you got. It doesn't matter if you put first the lavan and then the tchelis like you're supposed to, or first the tchelis, then the lavan, which was the wrong way. At the end of the day, you're yoitza the mitzvah. If you put on that baguette, you get the mitzvah of tzitzis. Chisa mitzvah is, you didn't do the mitzvah men ha'mofchar. Because there's a mitzvah that's Nogeya, when you make the tzitzis, and that is first lavan, then tchelis, that mitzvah you didn't do, because you did first tchelis and then lavan. That's what we mean when we say that chiser mitzvah. Either way, so what the Gemara is saying is that when the Mishnah says that tchelis ain't a ma'akev, it's a lavan. V'alavan ain't a ma'akev, it's a tchelis. It doesn't mean they're not ma'akev each other. Maybe they are ma'akev each other, because maybe the Mishnah is going even according, if the Mishnah is not Rebbe, then it's good. It means they're not ma'akev each other. But we want to make the Mishnah work even with Rebbe. So maybe really they are ma'akev each other. What the Mishnah means is that the Seder is not ma'akev. But the Gemara says that would only explain half of the Mishnah. Hotenach lavan deinem ma'akev tchelis. That explains when we say the lavan is not ma'akev tchelis, it means that if you put the tchelis in before the lavan, I mean, lava, putting in the lavan is not ma'akev putting in tchelis. You could put tchelis without pulling lavan. So if I did the first tchelis, then the lavan, it's going to be okay. But tchelis, then ma'akev is a lavan, ma'hi. What does it mean that tchelis is not ma'akev lavan? If I do like a tchila, you're supposed to put the lavan first. So what's the flip side of it? I mean, it explained half of the equation. And that is that even though it's supposed to be lavan, then tchelis, if you did tchelis and then lavan. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah means when it says lavan in a ma'akev is a tchelis. What about the other part? What does tchelis and ma'akev zalava mean? Now that means the same thing, just in a different oikimta, where the talis was made out of tchelis. What's the cheshbin? The cheshbin is, if the talis was made out of tchelis, then the min hakonov is tchelis. Then the tchelis would have to go in first. What's the svara? Why is it, and Gemara's going to explain in a minute, but let's speak it outside. Why is it that first lavan and then tchelis? Because what's the makar to lavan? Hakonov. What's the makar to tcheles? Psul tcheles. It says first hakonov, then it says psul tcheles. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonov, and then afterwards you say psul tcheles. So being that it says first hakonov, which teaches me lavan, and then it says psul tcheles, that's how I know that first lavan, then tcheles. What if the beged was a beged shal kuloi tcheles, a talis shal kuloi tcheles of Parshas Korach thing? Right, let's say the entire talis was made out of tcheles. What's the min hakonov then? Then the min hakonof is tchelis. So the Gemara holds in svar, then the tchelis should be first. So what would be in that case if I first put the love on? So that's the flip side. That's what the Mishnah means when it says tchelis is not ma'akev the love. The whole Mishnah is referring to the same thing. Avada tchelis and love are ma'akev each other. If you want to make the Mishnah work with Rebbe, you could do that. It's doable. What we're saying is the Seder is not ma'akev. Ordinarily, love is supposed to be before tchelis. If you flipped it, it's okay. And if it just so happens to be a talis shekulei tchelis, where the tchelis is supposed to be before the love, and you did the love before the tchelis, it's also no worries, it's also going to be okay. The Gemara says, Itmanami, I'll show it to you from a mefurish discussion between Levi and Shmuel. Amalei Levi l'Shmuel, Aryoich. So Shmuel was sometimes referred to as Aryoich. Rashi says, Aryoich is a Lashon of Melech. Miloshen Gur Aryeh Yehuda. So why was Shmuel king? So Rashi gives a very interesting reason. Because the halacha is like Shmuel bedini. In Dinei Mamanes, the halacha is like Shmuel. And we know Dina, de Malchusa. Dina? So it's like a Gzeira Shava. So that's how Shmuel became king. But either way, it's a conversation for a whole nother day. Like Tesef Akari, Chadimifishli Laham Milsa. So Levi tells Shmuel, don't sit down until you explain the following thing to me. The Tzar Mishnah, the first line of the first Mishnah in Perikat Chet. What does it mean? Amalele Nitzrucha, you know what it means? Sadin betzitzis. The mitzvah lakdume lovan bereisha. We don't mean sadin as in linen. We're not getting involved in shatnez now. Just mean a regular baguette where you put tzitzis on. The mitzvah is first to put the lovan. And then afterwards to put the tchelas, my time, because hakonof minkonof, it says first hakonof minkonof. And then afterwards it says psal tchelas. So that's to say that first you put the love and then you put the tchelas. The akim tchelas love on less lama. That's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah, when it says it's not ma'akim, it means the seid is not ma'akim. So he told him back, tenuch love and then ma'akim is the tchelas. That explains that part of the Mishnah. Tchelas, then ma'akim is the love and ma'hi. What about the reverse? Amalei Rami Bar Chomadoi Nitzrucha L'tal Shekulei Tcheles. He gave the same answer. It'd be Nugei Atal Shekulei Tcheles. Over there, what's the Hakon of Minkon of Tcheles? The mitzvah like Dumei Tcheles Bereisha. The Hakon of Minkon of. And here the Beged, the Minkon of is Tcheles. The Achtim, love of the Reisha. Over here, if you put the love on first, less Lamba, it too would be okay. Amar Rava, so Rava said, Midi Tziva Kagarin. I have a problem with this. So you're telling me that how exactly you make tzitzis depends on the color of your beged. So if your beged is white, you do it one way. If your beged is tcheles, it's blue, you do it another way. Elamah, Rava. So Rava had a problem with that. So Rava said, I'm going to tell you a different shana in the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah says, tcheles in a ma'akev, it says, alovin v'alovin in a ma'akev, tcheles. What does it mean? The first possibility was, it means they're just not ma'akev each other. You could have a beged that has no tcheles, or you could have a beged that has no lovin. The Mishnah says, that's wonderful. But it would be Masnis and the Lake Rebbe. We want to make the Mishnah work with Rebbe. Okay, take two. The second possibility that the Gemara said was, it means in the Seder. What does that mean? Depending on the color of the baguette, if it's a baguette shalavan, then you do first the lavan. If it's a baguette shalavan, you do first the tcheles. Says Rava, what the color matters? I have a problem with that. Elama Rava, third pshat, loy nitzrucha elo legardumim. We're talking about where the tzitzios got cut off. And Rashi says what we mean over here is it didn't get cut off all the way from the top, but beneath the knots, the chutin that hang down, they got cut off. And all you have is a little stump. We had this at the end of the previous parak. The igardim tcheles, the koy lavan, if the tcheles got cut off and all you have is the lavan, or the igardim lavan, the koy tcheles, or the lavan got cut off and all you have is the tcheles last summer. That's what it means, they're not mocking each other. It means that if you have a stump, it's okay and it doesn't mess up the entire tzitzis. Damib ne rabchiyog. Nerabchia said, Gardume tcheles ksherim, ve gardume ezav ksherim. What we need is gardume tcheles. You see that stumps, these little, tiny little strand of tzitz is enough. You don't need a greater shear. Ve kama shear gardume. Okay, but I'm assuming a shear you do need. So what is the little bit of a shear that you need? We had this regarding the ritsuis of tefillin. So now we have it in the context of tzitzis. What is the shear? Amar Rav Hamduri, amashmo kedela anvan, enough to tie a knot. If it's long enough that you can make a knot from it, that's okay. Ibayilu kedela anvan la anvan kulba dadi, oidumu kol chaduhu. Do you need that you should be able to take the string and knot it together with all the other strings? Or is it enough that you can make a little knot in the string itself? If you're going to knot it together with the other strings, it's going to have to be a little bit longer. And the Gemara says, take away Rav Ashi has the different shayla. Alimi d'lei ma'anvi. What if the tzitzis are very thick? So you have the garduman, it's very thick, and because it's so thick, you can't make a knot with it. It's just very hard to knot it. But vihavi ketini ma'anvi. If it would be a little bit smaller, then you would be able to make a knot. What's the halacha? Amalei Rav Acha, Brei de Rav, the Rav Ashi, Koshkin the Minka Mitzvah Sair. It's for sure going to be kosher. Because the whole point of it being long enough to be able to make a knot with it is that it's nicker. It's a sheer chashav. If it's thicker, then that is in and of itself a sheer chashav. You don't need to be able to make a knot. Making a knot is not a siba. It's a simen. You don't need to be able to make a knot. The point is, it's a simen that it's big enough that it's a shir chashu. So if I have a thicker string, although I can't make a knot with it, koshkein the minker mitzvah zayah. Says the Gemara, man tana, the Pala Galad Rebbe, who's the tana that argues with Rebbe, who holds that tchelos and lovin are really ma'akiv? So the Gemara, hay tana, who the tanya, Rebbe Yitzchak Oimer, I'm sorry, that holds they're not ma'akiv. Rebbe said they're ma'akiv. Who is the tana kama that holds that it's not ma'akiv? It's Rebbe Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak in the name of Rab Nosson, who said in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Engloy Tcheles Matal Lavan. If there's no Tcheles, you could put Lavan. In other words, they're not Ma'akev Excel. So just to conclude with one Ara. So we're learning the Sugyas of Tfilin and Mezuzah. And now we're starting the halachas of tzitzis. So we just mentioned the pasuk. The pasuk says that the purpose of tzitzis u'ri'isa moisoi u'schartem es kol mitzvah yis Hashem. The truth is that there's a gemara later in Masechta. I don't know if it's a yontif daf or it's the daf that, you know, we're going to learn together. But regardless, that the idea of tzitzis is the pasuk says it's a shmira. It's supposed to protect you from doing averis. U'ri'isa moisoi u'schartem es kol mitzvah yis Hashem. It's interesting. The Rambam in Hilchis Tfilin u'mezuzah v'sefer Torah, Perek Vav, Halach Yud Gimel says that the same is true regarding the mezuzah. Rambam says, Chayev Adam lehizar b'mezuzah. A person has to be very careful with the mitzvah mezuzah. Mipnei shehi chayvas hakol tamid. By the way, Hagoyin Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlau, the grip in his Pirish, Rabbi Sadi Goyin Sefer Mitzvahs, says that this word in the Rambam, chayvas hakol tamid, is a raya to all the raya that we spoke out last week. That mezuzah is not a one-time mitzvah, but when a person has a mezuzah, he's constantly being mekayim a mitzvah. Chayev Adam lehizar b'mezuzah, mipnei shehi chayvas hakol tamid. Says the Rambam, v'choleishi yikonis v'yetzei, every time a person comes and goes, he's going to see the mezuzah yipaga b'yichud shmai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to see the havayos, the askaros that are in the mezuzah. The yiskar, and he's going to remember ahavasai, the love that he has for Hashem, and the love that Hashem has for him. V'yeyar mishnasai, v'shkiyase behevle azman. And it's supposed to wake him up. So Rambam says that every time a person walks in and out of his house, you see a mezuzah, some mekish de mezuzah. The Rambam says this is supposed to be like the musa shmuz of all musa shmuzes. The Rambam says you're supposed to, like mamish, this is the shayfer. The Rambam says it's that even though the shayfer is exeris akasa, but uri yishena mishnaschem, right? This is what it's supposed to be. These are the same lashayna. The Rambam says it's supposed to wake a person up. V'yeir mishnasei v'shkiyasei ba'avli azman v'yeida she'en sham davar o'imed la'olam la'olmei olamim eli yediyah sura olam. So even though you don't have u'ri'isa moisa u'schartem eskol mitzvah Hashem like you have by the mitzvah tzitzis, but the same theme when it comes to the mitzvah mezuzah. It's interesting that the Rambam, when he talks about tefillin, and this is in Perek Dalet in Hilchas Tefillin u'mezuzah v'sefer Torah halach hafei, the Rambam gives a very similar shmuz. The Rambam says like this: kedushas tefillin kedusha gedolei. He had yesterday that the kedusha of tefillin is more than the kedusha of the tzitz. Because as long as a person's wearing his tefillin shal roish and his tefillin shal yad, who anav, he's an anav, it humbles him. V'yare, ve'enoy nimshach b'schoik u'besicha b'teva, ve'enoy maharu b'machshav yisroes, ela mefana liboy l'divrei ha'emes v'hatzedek. L'fichach tzorich adam lehishtada liyoysan olav kol ayoyim shemitzvasam kachi. So yesterday we learned the Gemara that chayev adam l'mashbish b'tfilim b'chol shah, kal v'chemir mitzet. So matz, it's shemei al askar achas am retaira, right, shlo yasich taita mehem, tfilin sheyesh ben askar es harbe, alach es kama b'kama. So that was a halacha, that a person who's wearing tefillin can't be masich das, which according to Rabbeinu Yoina means no schoik for kalas rosh. But the point is that you have to have a certain aima and yira while you're wearing a tefillin. It's a halacha for someone that's donning tefillin, how he needs to conduct himself. But the Rambam says it goes the other way as well. That when a person's wearing tefillin, it's actually a shmira. It's a skula for a person to behave that way. Calls man she tefillin al roshay shaladim v'al zroyay hu anav. Rambam's not telling you what you have to do. The Rambam is stating a metzias. Right? There's a concept of a person while he's wearing tefillin, in addition to the obligation that you have to be that way. It sounds like from the Rambam, it also gets you to that point. And then the Rambam concludes with a punchline. It says the Rambam, Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The Rambam says, they say about Rav, the Amiru Rav, who was Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that kol yomav le'ro'u shahalach arba amas b'lei Torah. Then nobody ever saw him go arba amas b'lei Torah, oy b'lei tzitzis, oy b'lei tefillin. Nobody ever saw Rav walk four amas without Torah, without tzitzis, and without tefillin. It's interesting that this Lashon HaRambam, Amar al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, shaloi, you find in another place. And that's the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Beis Halacha Dal. The Rambam over there is talking about the importance of not talking too much. La'ilam yarba adam b'shtika. For and a person shouldn't talk. Ela oibedvar chachma, oibedvarim shetzarach lemlechayi gufay. Says the Rambam. Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu Hakadosh. They say about Rav shalai sach sicha b'teila kol miyamav, that he never spoke a sicha b'teila. Rav never said a superficial. He never said anything frivolous. He never said anything that wasn't necessary to say. Vezui sichas reiv kalab, which by the way says the Rambam is what most people spend their lives doing. And Rav himself never did it. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam, Hilchas Deis Perik Beis Alocha Dalid, Zok the Kesef Mishnah, but Perik Hayoshe, that's Masech the Sukkot Abchav Chesam Et Aleph Matzasi Kein Al Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakta. And if you take a look at the Gemara, the Gemara says about Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol as well, that he was loisach sicha b'teilo kamavim. Aval al Rav eni yodea ke'es mekoymoy. But as it relates to Rav, says the Kesef Mishnah, this is the Beis Yosef talking. I have no idea where the Rambam got this from. Okay, so maybe I'll find it. But as of now, says the Kesef Mishnah, I do not know where the Rambam got this from. Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu Hakadosh shaloisach sicha b'teilo koyomav. So over the years of learning together, tzaman b'chabura, we've spoken out different Mahalchim from Gedolei Achroinim that tried finding a makar somewhere to the Rambam Shita. But this is where it gets interesting. And this is the Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. We just mentioned another Rambam. A Rambam that's Nogea, what we're learning right now. The Rambam of Kedushas HaTfilin. And the Rambam says, Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shekol Yomav Loi Ra'u Shaholach Arba Amis B'lei Teira Oy B'lei Tzitzis B'lei Tfilin. And if you look in the Kesef Mishnah does not wonder out loud where the Rambam got that from. And it's a little bit of a problem, because it's not a Gemara, it's not a Yerushalmi, it's not a Sifri. So where did Rambam get this from? The Rambam in Hilchas Deis, Amru Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh Loisach Sicha B'Teila Kol Yomav, Zok the Kesef Mishnah Koes, I'll update you, but right now, I don't know where the Rambam got this from. In Hilchas Tefillin, in Perik Dalet Halacha Chav Hei, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't say anything. So it sounds like the Kesef Mishnah knew what the Makar was. You know what Kasha this is? The Shoyal asked this Kasha to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayis. And Shoyal Tshuvas Marat Tzchius, it's Simen Ayin Aleph. So Tshuvas Marat Tzchius is also Hafeichba, Vafeichba, the Kulaba. Beautiful Tshuvas. And Toich Dvarav over there, the Tshuva was actually written to his son, Foyd Beni Yedidi. But so Tzvi Hirsch Chayis wrote his Tshuva to his son, and he discusses over there the Rambam and Hilchas Deis. We've spoken out some of the ha'aras that Marat Tzchius says about that Rambam, but that's not this morning's conversation. But Toich Dvarav says Reb Tzvi Hirsch Chayis that the Rambam says a very similar lashon, an eerily similar lashon. Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu Hakadosh, albeit in a different context. And over there, the Kesef Mishnah didn't say anything. Says the Marat Tzchius, you want to know why? Because the Kesef Mishnah knew the makar to that Rambam. And even though it's true, it's not a Gemara, it's not a Yerushalmi, but it's a Medrash. It's a medrash that not everybody has, and not everybody's aware of, and it's called the Asari Mila de Chasidus that Rav used to be Noyeg. So there's a medrash that the Rishonim had that described 10 chumras, Asari Mila de Chasidus, that Rav used to keep. The Ritzina Rebbe, the Balat Chelas, ironically, the Ritzina Rebbe, the Balat Chelas, wrote a pirish. He was once in an Esara, and for a schos, he wrote a pirish on the Asari Mila de Chasidus. I had it once in my house. But either way, the Ritzina Rebbe wrote a pirish on this. But there's 10 Mila de Chasidus that Rav would know. If you want to see it inside, you can take a look in the Seda Hadoiris on Rav, but the Seda Hadoiris on Rav is not under Rav, it's actually under Rav's real name, which was Abba. So Abba Aricha, it's right in the beginning of Seda Hadoiris, and Toich Dvarav, he brings it, it's Ois Zayin. He brings the Asari Mila de Chasidus. So if you go through the Asari Mila de Chasidus of Rav, what was the 10th thing? Says the Seda Hadoiris, the 10th thing he used to do is Vahiragal Betzitzis Vetvilin. He was ruggled, but this is a tefillin. Says Marat Tzchius, this is obviously the makar to the Rambam. Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that he was always nizer in Torah. So Torah doesn't say. Torah tzitzis and tefillin. Kesef Mishnah knew where he got it from. He got it from this medrash. He must have had that. So it means the Chasidus. The problem is that Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shloisach Sicha B'Teilu Kol Yomav is not mentioned as one of these 10. And be that it's not mentioned in one of these 10. Oh, he was wearing tefillin, so he couldn't be Masih Das. Oh, very good.
That's not what you're going with.
Very good.
Exactly.
Very good.
I thought that was the Makar all along.
It's V is saying very good. I hear it. Gvaldik. But either way, it's not what he says. So the bottom line is that... no, very good. So either way, so in terms of the Rambam in Perek Dalet and Hilchas Tefillin, that he knew the Makar. But as far as the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam doesn't say it. Now, the truth is that we've spoken about this, Ba'arichos, that even though there's no Mefurish in Makar, that Rav never spoke a Sikha B'Teilah, but so many of the Ma'amari Chazal throughout Shas that talk about not talking too much, right? Oxymoron. Are Rav. But even... We're talking too much right now. But either way, we'll end with one ha'ara. And that is, it's interesting, if you go through the Asari Milu de Chasidus, so number four, Hayim Mechabin Libe Betfilah. Rav was Mechabin, very stark when he daven. Number nine, Vayu Koile Arev, he had a beautiful voice, Va'olo Letargen. So the Nusach that the Seyda Adoris has, he used to go up to be Metargen. I guess that means, so it's ironic, that even though Rav never spoke, but he was the one that was all over the target. But the Rizina Reb, I think in his sefer, I've seen the Nusach differently, he used to always go up to daven for the Yomid. Because he had a beautiful voice, and he used to say, Rav was kara latzme kabedes Hashem me hoincha, al tikri me hoincha, ela mi groincha. Rav is giving a grace of altfilo. Hayim mechabim betfilo, vayukoyle orev, va'ola letargen. It's interesting, and everybody knows this. Rav wrote the Nusach of Musaf Shemayin Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. Yes, Rav, it's a Yerushalmi Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Rav is the Metargen. There's Yerushalmi Masechtas Brachas, where Rav is the one that wrote Moedim de Rabbanon. B'schus Tfilas Rav, Amen Selo. We say in Yirat and Chaim Shel Shalom, Chaim Shel Bracha, it's B'schus Tfilas Rav. The truth is, because Rav was the author, it's a Gemara Masechtas Brachas. The Goyin's Gir says, some have the Gir says B'schus Tfilas Rabim, some have the Gir says B'schus Tfilas Rav. The Goyin says you should say B'schus Tfilas Rav, because Rav is the one that wrote it, and Rav, Ki Yodua, was Mayrech Yomim, he had tremendous Arichas Yomim, the Zohar Kodesh says. So you see that his Tfilah of Chaim was Niskayim, and as a result, B'schus Tfilas Rav. The truth is, Musif davening is also b'schus tfilas Rav, and a lot of Musaf davening is intertwined in Yom Kippur davening as well. This is also b'schus tfilas Rav. You see, Rav was zeicha to a gevaldig arichas yomim. But either way, so it's not just tzitzis. The Torah says urisa moisai. You have the Rambam regarding mezuzah. You have the Rambam with regards to tefillin as well. We'll just end with the lashon haRambam. If you go back to that Rambam in Hilchas Tefillin, it's Perek Vav, the very end. Amru Chachamim, kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin b'roishai. Ubizroyoi, vetzitzis bebigdoi, umezuzah bepischoi. Right? That's the big three. So you have tefillin, you have tzitzis, and you have mezuzah, muchzak loy shalo yechta. Shari lech yeshloi maskirim rabim. Vehein hein hamalochim shamatzila noise milachtoi. Talk about the malochim that save a person from doing averish, and emma chayne malach Hashem sovev li yureyav. Vayichaltzim, what are the malochim? Says the Rambam, you know what the malachim are? They're the mitzvahs. It's the tefillin bereishu of Israel, like I said, in Perek Dalet. And it's the tzitzis bebigdoi, like the Torah says. Urisa moysu uschartim is called mitzvahs Hashem. And it's the mezuzah bepischa, like I said, in Perek Vav. If a person has all three of the maskirim, muska, muchsak lo, ishala, yachta.